Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello, this is Molly with Tracy and Saskia, and today we're thrilled to be joined by John Walter, the visionary behind the True Mirror Company, and you can find him at truemirror.com. That'll be in the show notes as well. And he's the creator of the non-reversing mirror. This groundbreaking invention flips the script on traditional mirrors by showing us our true, unreversed reflection, exactly as others see us. As explored in his fascinating research paper on ResearchGate, John works with non-reversing mirrors in opening new doors to self-perception and offering a tool to deepen our understanding of identity and how we connect with our own image. Join us as we explore the spirituality, philosophy, and personal impact of seeing ourselves in a whole new way today with John Walter. So welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Molly. Welcome, John. Welcome, John.
Yeah,
so thanks. Awesome to have you. Huh?
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So I'm just going to sort of start because I was somehow very lucky to discover you on Instagram. And when I started looking at your reels, I was just astounded. I started sort of like, oh my word, I can't believe this. So basically what I saw was John was in, I think, the New York streets, and people were coming up to him, and he had a mirror, and he was getting them to look into the mirror and then showing them one of his mirrors, a true mirror, and then a normal mirror that everyone knows. And when you look into his mirror, everything is reversed. A normal mirror is reversed. When you have like writing on your shirt, you'll see it backwards in a mirror. But in his mirror, you see it the correct way. And it made me start thinking that if everything that we've been told is a lie, everything right now in this matrix is inverted. What we think is good is bad, and what we think is bad is good. Then isn't this the same thing? The dark have used the mirror to almost be a weapon against us, because most of us women can relate when we look into a mirror, we often don't like what we see. We don't realize we're actually looking like at a dead sort of corpse. It's not really us. And, you know, there's a saying that says, you know, I do have a lot to do with dolphins, but when you look into a dolphin's eyes, you can become instantly enlightened. And if you look into an ascended master's eyes, you can become enlightened. So maybe one of the reasons why they kept this mirror from us is that if you look into your own eyes and you see yourself in John's mirrors, these true mirrors, you actually see your own spirit in your eyes. So yes, there is image. We're trying to get rid of our image as in our personality and, you know, our titles, but you actually can see your true spirit in your eyes, in his mirror. And it just astounds me, because you'll see people in the street looking at them and going, wow, do I look like that? And you can actually see, even in his videos, the people, when they look in the normal mirror, they look different to his mirrors. You can actually see them sparkle. Now imagine if you get to look into a mirror and see yourself every day. What's to say we won't enlighten ourselves because we're looking at a God or our own spirit? So I just got so excited. So I messaged him, and I didn't know him. And he's so kindly offered to come on our show and talk to us. So John, I just wanted to ask you, you know, how did you come up with this? Or do you want to give us a bit of background of who you are and how you sort of came up with this concept and idea with your product?
Yeah, well, thanks for that introduction too, because that is part of the whole reason for this, is being able to look into your own eyes and see the real you, which is this amazing thing. And, you know, you haven't been able to see that. And so there's been a lot of impact of that, and we can go on that later. But to be able to fix the interface, as it were, to yourself, that's the primary goal. And then we get to see yourself in all your glory. Yeah, there's a lot of possibility there. So for me personally, my background is in physics and math and computers, so very highly technical. But I was also, you know, very, very interested in life and enjoying life and having friends and, you know, social scene and stuff. And so the impact of the True Mirror was when I was seeing myself at a friend's house. It was in California. I was in the beach, and everything was great. And I walked into the bathroom laughing, because I was having so much fun. And once again, I saw myself in the mirror, and my smile looks like tremendously fake. My eyes looked like manic. I felt like someone just popped the balloon, and it was like, ugh, just deflated me. And there was a whole bunch of negativity that just flashed at me within 5 seconds,
Wow.
and part of the story is obviously I was at a party, so I was pretty three sheets to the wind, and that's part of what made this significant, was that I just looked awful backwards and completely in contrast to how I was actually feeling. And wasn't the first time, but I really felt shot down by the mirror. And so what happened was I kind of threw my hands at the mirror, whatever, and then turned the corner, and there was a double mirror medicine cabinet combination. And that was what surprised me. I literally did a double take because I saw something in this double mirror, which anyone can do. It's just two mirrors at right angles. The issue is that there's always a line in the middle, and so that line goes right through your eyes, and so you don't pay attention to it. You can't really use it as a mirror because there's missing information. But that line was small enough, and I was, kind of so hyper aware. I did a double take, and what happened was that as soon as I saw my eyes in this mirror, I recognized myself. And I literally said, "Oh, there you are." And this criticism, which was just so omnipresent backwards, just evaporated. And what it was, and what I recognized, was instead of this fake smile, it was genuine, and it was reflecting something which I recognized. And what I recognized was my happiness. I was like, "Oh my
Wow.
God, I'm 22, hanging out on the beach in California with all my friends and just having the best time." And it's like, that's my truth, and this is what I was seeing, and it didn't go away. That's the crazy part. I sat there for 5 minutes going, "Oh my God," and then I went to look at the regular mirror again, and it just went away. And it was like this whole like Satori experience of like, wow. It felt like I'd taken a shower, and all this crud had just absolutely washed off of me. And to this day, that crud still exists in the regular mirror. I can see it. It's just kind of this nudge thing. And in the regular mirror, it's just me, like in my state of being, in the state of mind, I can actually do that. So I just want to back up a little bit. So that was the genesis of the idea. And then about 10 years later, I figured out how to make them without that annoying line in the middle. So I've been making them for 33 years now. And I call it the true mirror. And just to put a final point on it, it's not my invention. It's like a recreation of something that, someone first mentioned it in AD 40. It's just physics. It's two mirrors at right angles. Oh, it makes a non-reverse mirror. And someone patented it in 1887, and there it was. It's been out there, but literally no one ever saw it as anything other than physical. It was just this curiosity. It's like, oh, well, who cares? What about it? And to me, the instant that I saw it, it was 100% personal. It was like, wow, there I am. And so that's the motivation for actually creating this and making this item that actually people can now have and be able to say, that's the real me, and this other version is not me. And let's explore what that actually means and how this is actually can have an impact.
I thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. That's what I, when I first saw your videos, it's exactly, I'm thinking my teenage daughter, she's looking at herself and imagine the entire population. Every time you're looking at yourself, you literally see a dead corpse, and it's and you know what you think about yourself is what you create, and your cells are listening to you. So imagine if everyone gets to look at their true self and how it could change us dramatically in a very short space of time. So I do think this is an amazing ascension tool. And I mean, even just I think about, I was in a school, an ROC school, a quantum physics school, with a being called Ramtha, and we do mirror focus, which where you actually have to you get so focused that you turn the negative, the mirror, into just a dark, it becomes a void. And I was just thinking now, if I had to sit with one of your mirrors and just focus on my eyes, I would get more light codes. I'd get more information from myself, and then I don't have to go outside of myself. So I'm so excited about your mirror. I can't even tell you. It's just, and as you say, is that, you suddenly could see yourself in your true presence, your true light, and that's how you were feeling before you saw the normal mirror. And I'm just so excited to see how this will help people, in their own homes, being able to stare at themselves or look at themselves. And this is not vanity. This is not about, okay, we all can do our hair and that, but it's about being able to truly see ourselves every day and starting to build a relationship with ourselves, with our true spirit. Because, like I said, if what is this, that saying that says, the eyes are the window to the soul? Well, this allows you to see yourself. So, yeah, no, I think got you. Yeah, it's amazing. Guys, do you have any questions for John?
I was curious, since you've been working with the mirror yourself, like how do you feel it's changed you to be working with the mirror?
So I think the for first of all, there's lots of mirror work that people have talked about, mirror gazing and affirmations and all that sort of thing. So I tend to basically just check in, yo, what's up? How are you? What's going on? And if I'm going through some emotional or personal struggles, the person that I see coming back from the true mirror is more of an ally. It's my friend who is with me on the journey, and it doesn't cast shade unnecessarily. It's like, you're going through something and I'm seeing the struggle, but I know that when I'm not feeling that struggle, that I'm going to see something else. There's this whole continuity of my beingness that I'm well aware of, and that has just supported me in like these kind of background but material ways that just enable me in other ways. So for instance, when I'm talking to people, I know what they're seeing. I know the being that they're seeing. I know that, when I smile, there's a certain charm to it, that charm is actually, something that I can feel comfortable with, because that's actually genuine and it's coming from the real version of me. I just want to back up just a little bit. When I look at myself in the regular mirror, and when we all do, I wouldn't say it's like a dead version or a corpse. That sounded kind of creepy.
Sorry.
And there's some validity in that, but the more importantly, it's like this altered being. Okay, so you're still seeing a being. You're seeing someone that's actually living, breathing, human being with consciousness, but you've got this distortion going on that's constant and ongoing. And so the windows to the soul are kind of got muddied over, or there's got this transformation that's going on that we're so unconscious about. We have no idea that this mirror is causing this in us. And just intuitively or not, we know it's not quite right, but we still end up identifying with it and identifying with what's coming back. So it's almost at some levels worse than a corpse or dead. It's actually an alternative being that we end up having to deal with, that only we deal with. No one deals with us without our fullness of being and expressions and energy. We come to a mirror and we do shut down. There's no question about it. But physically we shut down, but internally we're still there. It's just the interface is just all messed up. So that's so when I think about the personal uses of this, well, what is it like to actually have my real being, my full being, looking back from the mirror? And there's a lot of confirmation, there's a lot of validation, there is work. If I actually do affirmations, this is the fun part. This is a really fun experiment, not experiment, exercise. If you think about an affirmation that you want to do, such as I am ready for the next big thing that comes into my life. You as an affirmation, you can say that in a mirror, but it's like you're kind of definitely faking it until you make it, and the mirror is not really being very helpful. Which is why I think affirmations and mirrors kind of counterproductive. In the true mirror, what you can do is you walk up to the mirror and you actually ask first. You say, "Am I ready for the next big thing in my life to come?" And then you sit with the answer, and your face will, as you ask the question, your mind will form the answer, which shows up in your face, which then you see and you actually respond to. And so you get a sense of the nuance. I love that, mind blown.
Yeah, this
You
is
get a
great.
sense of the nuance of that answer, which is, of course, it's always somewhere in the middle, okay? And then you actually affirm, "I am ready for the next big thing in my life." And then you sit with
Wow.
that, and then you kind of get validated,
Yeah.
for the thing. So those kind of exercises,
That
which is,
was really big information.
I was I told you,
I
I
haven't
told
even
you.
listened yet. Like, I can feel them exploding.
I
I
know.
told you. Yeah.
You guys are great.
And just, John, sorry to interrupt you, but like, everything to do with spirituality and the ascension is go within, go within. But how do you go within if you keep looking at an image that has all these identifications? I'm a mom, I'm a this, I'm divorced, I'm fat,
And you
I'm
can't
so.
quite hear the answer. Yeah.
So you think about all these as almost like entities attached to the image that you're looking in the normal mirror. But when you now look at your true self in the true mirror, you can actually go within. As you just said now, I love that thing. It's like, first of all, you ask if I'm ready, and then you affirm. I think that's incredible. Yeah. So you also just blow
That's
my
pretty
mind.
fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun. There's some videos where I do that with people, and it is astonishing. They look in the regular mirror and they go, "Yeah, there's nothing there." And then they look, they do the exercise in the trimmer, and then they just go, "Wow, it's
Yeah.
pretty powerful."
And the whole thing, what I'm sort of trying to practice in my daily life is, we constantly being triggered by things, whether it's not enough money or the political situation or threats or whatever the case would be. And it's always to bring your attention back to you, bring it back to you, take it out of your mind, drop it into your heart, neutralize, be neutral, because our natural state is to be neutral and peace. And for me, looking into this mirror is about being able to look at that natural state, which is peace and neutrality, and then having all the answers because everything is within. So our spirit has all the answers, but our mental personality, the monkey mind, just has survival, up, down, hot, cold, negative, positive. It doesn't, and it's always trying to solve, and the ego, it's always trying to protect you but keep you from you. And I think the normal mirror exacerbates that, just makes it worse. So
I agree with you, and also might posit that the normal mirror might be root cause of some of those things,
for
because
sure.
it's been that way since childhood, and you know yourself with this altered image and altered personality since childhood that doesn't reflect your true being. So what is that? How does that manifest in your experience? This is the conundrum, is that it's different from one person to the next. It's
Yeah.
because you're in a communications feedback loop with distortion.
Oh,
So you have
yeah.
no idea where it's going from one person to the next. And it completely depends on, who you are, how you are, what kind of mind you have, what kind of emotions you have, what, and all of it gets altered by being reversed constantly, over and over
Oh.
and over again since childhood. It's unquestioned, it's ubiquitous, it's unconscious, and it's
Totally.
solitary. You're the only one that sees you that
Yeah,
way.
yeah.
And
And
so, yeah, go ahead.
then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because you keep fulfilling the negativity. I'm not good enough. And then you go about your day not being good enough, or I'm not enough of anything. And then we keep perpetuating that because we keep looking at this fake identification.
And so,
Yeah.
to me, it could be, identified as root cause for a lot of our issues that we have with ourself and the world. And it's, there's lots of other things. It's just that no one has called this particular thing out as being, "Hey, wait a second, why I'm trying to be authentic, and yet every time I meet my eyes in a mirror, it's inauthentic." know, there's a
Yes.
problem there.
What is that fable, guys? Where I don't know where it was. Where he says that when God said he's going to hide himself. Well, where's the best place to hide himself? Within. So what do they do? What do the dark do? Give us mirrors that we can never look within. So it's almost like
And then put a camera and video in our hands and do the
Oh, I
same
know.
thing. Yeah.
And one of the things about cameras, just to address that for a second, you can unmirror your camera. Like, I don't know if do you know you can unmirror your Zoom?
No.
And you should, because you know, basically I'm looking at you all, but if I look back to myself, because it's not mirrored, my expressions actually are consistent with the way I actually am. So I don't have this discontinuity person in my experience while I'm talking to you. However, a camera cannot make eye contact. You can't look into your eyes. And this is part of the crazy thing about Zoom, is we can't look in each other's eyes when we're talking. It's just it's the weird thing we have now. But going back to yourself is like, okay, I'm seeing what I actually look like physically, but I don't get that visceral sense of connection that I can have in a reflection, in an actual mirror. And obviously in the backwards mirror, I think there's this distortion going on. And then, like you said, we all have cameras and phones and stuff, and half the time it's backwards anyway, because that's what people like and are familiar with. But again, all of these things hide us from who we actually really are. And that word is a verb, you know, who we are being, you know, not what we look like. You know, it's like, who are we right now? And say that this is the new moment, you know, the generous now, I think, as someone said. You can actually stay with yourself in the true mirror, because it's kind of just you're able to work with yourself without this other, you know, distortion going on.
Yeah, it's your true essence.
Yeah,
I
and you
mean,
know
I
what
just,
is proof? You know what is proof of this too? Have you ever observed an animal looking in the mirror and they would never recognize themselves? They even get scared sometimes and attack. Now I
There
get
you
it.
go.
Now I get it. Okay, they don't recognize themselves in that. So maybe have you ever tried this with animals to show them their true image?
First of all, I don't have enough of a sample size. You know, my cats, I tried desperately to get them to look. And they once in a while they would do something, but for the most part they still ignore it. But the real qu curious thing is the animals that do are self-aware. There's like chimpanzees and orangutans, and you know, what would it be like when they look in the true mirror? And we don't know, because these guys are, you know, they're doing research is a big thing. But I did ask the researcher. I said, well, are they ever introspective? You know, I mean, we know they can, you know, rub the dot on their forehead to figure out that that's, you know, why is there a dot on my head, so they know it's them. But do they ever look in the mirror and go, yo, this is how I'm feeling? Oh, you know, and he goes, no. And I think that's because there is this like wall that happens with the mirror, and the animals have not made that leap that we did as human beings to be self-conscious, that we're, you know, actually, you know, communicating with ourselves in a mirror, which I think is uniquely human. It's just funny, because since the first cave person looked into the still pond, it's always been backwards, you know. So it's
That's blowing my mind.
and
I would say animals are much more smarter than we are, so they don't even look at mirrors, because for them it's they don't need that. They don't have that. Their spirit, they're here in the present moment light. So but it's yeah
But
it's interesting.
at the same time, human beings are pretty amazing, because they can do this, you know. I mean, all the other layers. We just kind of maybe have to return back to source to actually get away from some of this, you know, stuff that we've generated in our own mind. Again, I think some of it root causes the mirror. There's lots of other things, but I'm just saying, it's like, let's fix this mirror thing and then see where we can go with it.
I agree. Make it a standard thing in everyone's home. I just think it, to get to meet yourself, to truly meet yourself is magnificent. And just to still yourself and to just be with yourself through your eyes, being able to see it. I'm very excited to have that. and experience that. But I think what you are doing and offering to the world is amazing.
Thank
So,
you.
do you have family that are also enjoying the mirror? And can you tell us any interesting stories or any sort of things that have happened along the way when you started making the mirrors and selling them to people? Or,
Yeah, this is part of the story is that so I've been doing this for 33 years. I started making them in 1992. And I was just all thrilled. It's like now the main thing is getting rid of that line in the middle. So it's using first surface glass, first surface mirror, where the aluminum reflective surface is on the front instead of behind glass. So when the two mirrors touch, it's like the silver is touching silver, and you get no line. And that's key because that line goes right through your eyes. So, when you look at a true mirror, by the way, this is what it looks like. I know your audience can't see, but it's basically, you can see that there's a perfect image in the middle. There's no line whatsoever.
Wow.
Isn't that
Awesome.
wild? So I started showing people, and I was just astonished because I was getting really wide reactions. I mean, a lot of people didn't see what I was talking about. A lot of people hated it. A lot of people saw no difference. And then every so often someone would see the difference, and I'd say, yeah, isn't that a cool thing? It's like, wow, because the key thing that I've found, and since then this is what I, if you look on my videos, this is what I try to get people to see, is to first create it and then see it and recognize it, and that's the light in your eyes. And this light is something so special, and we talk with that light all day long with everyone else. We don't stare at people. I mean, we do, but when we're actually communicating, when we generate an expression, a lot of the expressions that we have that are expressive have light in the eyes. And that light is actually information. It's information that we read and respond to, and then they respond to us, and it's back and forth. And of course, if someone's, smiling and has a lot of light in their eyes, chances are you do as well. And this is just the nature of communication. And I was finding that people were not getting it, often were just completely shut down when they saw the reflection. And so when I have this mirror sitting out in public without, anyone around to talk about it, almost no one gets it at the level of, this is my real self. They almost always go to, oh, this is weird. My nose is crooked. I don't, it's like this, I don't get it. And then I talk people through. So when I first started t doing this, I would explain to people, and they wouldn't get it. And I try to find different words and this and that. And it's funny because it's actually reflective of this weird conundrum of the feedback loop with distortion that everyone has. So that when they people see the reflection, it's you don't know what they're going to see or how they're going to see themselves, because if you're not present, you're not going to see this additional level of the true mirror. So anyway, over the years, I've l learned how to speak about it, and it's just incredible joy when someone gets it, because they this light of recognition is like, oh, whoa, oh, wow, and it's like they get this all excited because that's the kind of being that they're being in the moment. And so I want to just talk about one of the issues that a lot of people have, and that's the body dysmorphia disorder. And I've had a couple of experiences of women especially. I'll just relate one of them, and she was this was at Burning Man. So Burning Man is like, we're all hanging out together, and everyone's like in this great space, and talk about light. There's so much light up there, so people it does really really well there. So this woman was looking into the true mirror, and she started jumping up and down, and she said, "This makes me so excited." And I was like, "Why? What's up?" She goes, "Oh my God, it's just like I'm usually so confused, like I'm back at camp and all these guys are constantly hitting on me, I mean, they're always kind of like being super attentive, and it's like, why, and the thing was is she saw it, and what she saw and what I could see, what anyone could see in the first 5 seconds, like, wow, you're like this firecracker of a being. It's like, whoa, you're so amazing. And then the thing is, you looked at her in the reverse mirror, and it just all went away. And she looked kind of frumpy. She looked like she was
Wow.
beaten down, and there was nothing there. And it's like, wow, of course he, would be confused. Like, who's gonna like that? As opposed to this version of you, which is like you're such a cool person, So these kind of edge cases where people really, really get it, it's beautiful for them, but to me, it's illustrative of what's going on for all of us. So
Yes.
even if you're not going to see it, it's partially because you're kind of shut down. But if you just try to imagine yourself in your life when you're actually in your element and people are they're around you and you're having fun, and there's this just this activity or something really important, that version of you is what you don't know. And so use these edge cases of people saying, wow, this is this, I'm seeing my humanity, I'm seeing my being, I'm seeing all these great things. This is true for me too, or at some level. And it goes back to the whole concept that we're these human beings with the spark of the divine, and like everyone has it, I mean, we're just every single human being is so much more than most animals. As much as you say animals are cool, we're still like this other next level, and you can see some of that and believe it when you see yourself in the true mirror. So that's part of what I find.
I think that some the society says you've got to be so attached to a certain image, you want to look a certain way, be blonde, blue-eyed, but they're setting us up for failure because you're trying to attain this supposed look, yet but every time you look at yourself, you don't see it. Yet you keep trying it, so it's like a never-ending cycle, like you said, a loop, and or like the carrot, the carrot that's stuck to the donkey, and no matter how much he runs towards the carrot, he's never going to get it. What is your take on clones? Have you ever clones, NPCs? They're quite interesting because we taught that when you look into a being's eye, you can see if they're a true spirit, that they've got light in them. A lot of the time you go to the border and you see these guys that are just stamping the passwords. What spirit being would ever choose a job like that? But you can see there's almost no life in them. So have you ever encountered, because just now you were saying some people don't get it, maybe they don't have spirit in them, or can you still see their spirit? And have you encountered quote unquote clones, NPCs?
I guess the answer is no, in the sense that I just think everyone's on different levels. Like I in my belief system, it's like we reincarnate and we learn and we grow and we switch back from animals, or animals grow into human beings at some level, and we're just on these on the different scale, and that yes, there's tons and tons and tons of people that are shut down, internally, and just kind of living life on automatic. But if again you place them in a situation where they can come alive, just thinking about a special occasion like at a wedding or something, when people are much, it's like everyone has that capacity. Even if in the job it's dehumanizing, you take them out of that situation, you put them in something where it's a little bit more conducive to their life coming alive inside of them, they it can. But what's really funny is that the true mirror shows it up like that. Like
Amazing.
the way people respond to themselves in the true mirror correlates really, really strongly, in my opinion, with all sorts of personality qualities and characteristics, and IQ and EQ and presence and education and understanding of deeper levels. I mean, all these things, whenever someone responds to the true mirror, those kind of qualities show up right away. So yes, when I show people, there's a lot of people that don't get it whatsoever, but I always keep trying, and almost always I can usually get them to see at some level. And other people, I'll start showing it, and like, within seconds, they're just going, "Oh my God!" And it's just off to the races. Those
Well,
are
it's
the
like,
fun ones.
John, what's your
When I
Instagram channel? What's
my
the
Instagram is True Mirror Co.
True Mirror Co.
And
So this is how we originally found John, is Tracy found that and shared it with Saskia and us. And the thing I thought was so interesting is even on your video of
You can see
videoing
it.
this woman looking in the mirror, you can see it. She looks totally flat in the mirror. And then you show her in the true mirror, and like you could just about see her aura. Like, it was
I love it.
just like,
It's
wow, I'm here.
yeah.
And like if you look at his Instagram feed, you'll see what he's
You
talking
yeah.
about immediately.
Definitely.
You can really see the difference.
Yeah,
And
it's it. I was going to say
sorry.
there's about 800 to 1,000 videos. I lost track. All at
So
different levels.
one of my things is, like you think about psychology or people going to some form of therapy, and when I help people, I do healing work. I try to help people see their blind spots, because there's that saying that says, when you're the red in the rainbow, what's the only color you won't see? We can't see our blind spots, and I think, as you said, these normal mirrors are part of the root cause of the problem. And so imagine how you could start using this mirror in some kind of therapies or different therapies, where you're actually looking at yourself and the therapist is getting you to reintroduce you to yourself and to start seeing your own blind spots. Once you see yourself, then you can start to actually see your blind spots and start to get rid of all the gunk and rid of all the programming and the concepts and ideologies and beliefs that you've had about yourself, and actually just become more and more you, which is that light and peace.
This needs to be part
So
of like women's retreats.
yeah, I think this is going to be, I think we should mention this to this year.
There's definitely, and it's been happening that way too. What you're saying, I think, is really valid to be able to strip away some of these preconceived notions that are constantly reinforced, I think, by the mirror, but to not only see this is the version you are, this is how I see you. And if you look at me in the videos online, a lot of times I'll get next to the person and say, look at me, and that's where their eyes come alive. So the therapist can sit there and say, yes, let's have this conversation together. But while we're talking, look back to your own self and see the version of you that you're being. And so to me, that opens up the door to this, oh, this is my full self. But I think it's super instructive to then go ahead and turn to the regular mirror and say, okay, tell me what you're seeing here, and identify the voice that's coming back to you. Like in my voice, when I come back from the true mirror, the regular mirror, there's things like despair in there. It's things like I said, deflated. There's things like there's something I can't fix, And so to be able to, as a therapist, to have the person walk through their experience of themselves backwards, and to realize this is, again, where's the root cause of your particular self-image issues? Where is it coming from? And identify it, and to then go back to the true mirror and say, see, it's not there. It's only being created by you in the mirror. So part of my thing with the therapist is like, identify it, but then to also say, stop doing it. Don't make eye contact in a mirror. It's not helping.
It's also it's like it's say it's un it's revealing the blind spots. So then you can, because I mean, it's for me, a lot of the time, a mirror is just, it's just like it's a self-rejection over every day. You basically look at yourself and you reject yourself on some level, even if it's unconscious. You like your dress, but you're like, I could look thinner or whatever it is, so I do think it could be an amazing tool to get into universities that are studying psychology and therapy, even though I still find that quite a lot of mind energy. But I just think that this is gonna, the opportunities here for growth and enlightenment are endless. I always know when I see something, and I just got this like, oh, I'm so excited. I didn't know why. And then I was like, let me just message you, and you might not message me. So I love what you're doing. I think it's amazing, and I'm hoping that Molly's going to put your website and everything onto our show, and we would love you to just quadruple in sales and have hundreds and hundreds of people getting this tool, because I think it's going to help them.
And I think as a tool, it's like, a hammer in a draw doesn't do much, but a hammer in use is the whole point. So my goal is to have, this out there, but to be utilized. And in order to be utilized properly, it kind of needs to, people need education about it. And so I think as light workers, people who work with Just the whole concept of being your higher self. You're the people that are going to help make this actually, go to the next level. Because otherwise, it's just a mirror that, and a strange one at that. As opposed to, no, this is a portal. This is a doorway into your true self. It's like, oh,
Very much.
go walk through that door and go find what's there. And here's part of my belief is that what's there is amazing. I mean,
Yes, of course.
we know this, we learn about it, we profess to say it, but to actually see it and validate it for yourself is just such a huge gift,
It's tangible, and you've mentioned now it's a portal, but I mean, everyone's rushing off to Mount Shasta or, whatever, some form, famous sort of portal. The portals are right here, and you can use this to literally, meet yourself or through this portal, as you say. It's very
Well,
exciting.
going to Mount Shasta, I mean, there's nothing better, I mean, because these are all the elements, all the modalities. There's so many, like body work, workshops, retreats, eye gazing with someone else. Although I hate that because I really need to communicate. I can't just stare at someone. Another story, but there's so many ways, and they're all lovely. And therapy, reading books, there's so many things about getting to know ourselves, with the goal that, or the motivation is like, yeah, once you do, there's all sorts of really cool things there to deal with and have a life that's fulfilling this, in other words, the purpose of self-awareness, answers itself once you start doing it. It's like, yeah, this is much better. So this is meant to be another tool, a key tool in that whole thing. So yes, you still should go to Mount Shasta. You still should, study spirituality. Should do ritual. All of these things, and then have the real version of you to validate it while you're there. I mean, there's nothing better than seeing yourself in a super high spiritual state, looking back from the true mirror and validating it.
And it's going within. It's not going and using something outside of yourself to heal you. You're going within because you're able to see your true self from within.
Absolutely. And all
So
those
it's,
questions of like, yeah, where's the answer? It's within. Okay, go and search for it, have some
you're
time with
not using a drug. You're not using alcohol. You're not using, whatever. You just being using your own presence and your own light that's reflecting back to you. I mean, I think it's going to be endless. It'll be interesting to see maybe having you on a show once we all have our own mirrors and, just talking about our experiences, maybe people that have bought your mirror after this.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen a little girl or boy, little child looking into your mirror, how they reacted? Is there a difference between little children and adults?
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate. They don't see much difference, and I think partially it's they're not as differentiated inside, so they're more, it doesn't look that different to them, and plus they just like mirrors and that. But I tell parents it's like they can't tell the difference, but if you watch them, you'll see fake expressions show up backwards. Even as little as 5, I once saw a kid spend 10 minutes looking at themselves just in the true mirror, making faces. And the kid could not make an ugly face. He was that cute, right? It's like 5 years old. And it was just like having, this, in the mirror. And then he pulls his face out. And then he pulls his face out from this double mirror. He looks and say, oh, there's another mirror there. And he started making faces in the reverse mirror, right? He made three faces before he left. The third face was one of disgust. It was one of, and it was like, wow, you're 5. You can't yourself. And you just, that expression was so like out of character, with this 5-year-old being. And yet that's the version that is being fed back into children, even though they're not aware of it. And I think that later on, when 9, 10, 11, whatever the age that you really start to try to put yourself in context with the world, you come up
Puberty.
short. Because
So it's feeding that distortion, slowly, slowly feeding that distortion. So
Yeah,
when
I
you
feel like
suddenly reach
every mom's
puberty,
brain just exploded.
yeah,
Like we
we
have
this is something,
this.
this is a tool we actually need in every
Yeah.
household,
Yeah.
especially with
A
children.
full length one.
I know, I know. I need to get this researched, and part of the concept of researchers is I probably have to get a hold of, reach out to 100 to get like 10 that are interested, and then 2 that will actually do the research, because there's a lot of resistance out there to this idea. You'd be
Well,
surprised.
that's going to stop today. Of course, that's the dark. And that's even the distortions within them saying, well, what do you mean that this mirror can help me? Because we're so used to being so distorted. So, or another way to say that the entities or the dark is going to convince you, but it's going to change now. I know. I said to you, we're going to be a blowtorch to your,
Yes, no,
to
I and
this.
I love that. I love that. And what's really funny is the darkness, or it's more of it ignoring, okay? They ignore it. There's like no pushback either. There's no people defending, oh, we must have backwards mirrors, like there's just like no, we can't deal with that, it's a very interesting thing. And like I said, there's a paper on it, the 10 different ways you could study it, and the 11th way that's not listed is how did you miss this? All you
Exactly. I showed a few people here and they were like, so? And I'm like, don't you get it? This is freaking, I sent
Wow,
this to your
like this
friends.
is
I'm like, how
amazing.
can you not get this? But it's almost like this is what the whole matrix does. It distracts us, keeping us, focused on all these other things that are outside. And this thing sitting right here, like on our doorstep. Here's a solution. Here's something you can use right now. So I think a lot of people will listen to this and just go from there.
It's pretty wild.
I'm very excited.
John, are you noticing like people's reactions changing recently? I mean, I feel like all three of us have noticed like we're able to manifest quicker than we could 5 or 10 years ago. Like things are really shifting energetically. And I'm just wondering, because it sounds like you've been doing this for a long time, if you're seeing a shift in like the volume of people who are like, I get it.
It's well, I definitely the volume is better, and I agree with you. I think almost as a necessity, we're needing to evolve quicker towards this thing. I'm also getting better to talk to people, getting the right words, and it turns out it's so intuitive. You have to kind of see where a person's at. I think it's we're in that time of being that we have to figure this out at a higher level, otherwise we're doomed, so
So excited. And we're hoping, we're part of a whole bunch of other groups. And if and when very soon funding comes, this is definitely a project I'd like to fund, when it comes in. So we're in contact now, and Molly will put all your details onto the show notes and the website and your links and that kind of thing.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you so much for coming
Don,
on. It's been
you want to do a
amazing.
little of like where everybody can find you? All the different places.
Sure. So if you Google True Mirror, I pop right up. Like the first 20 listings about True Mirrors are mine.
Awesome.
It's pretty wild. Non-reversing mirror, True Mirror. But I really encourage people to visit my social media channels. Again, you can search True Mirror and I pop right up. My handle is True Mirror Co. Because I'm a company. But to just watch the videos and kind of let the people speak for what this concept is. I also have, if you scroll through my feed, there's a lot of them where I'm actually talking about it other than just displaying it. So watch some of those to get a deeper sense of like what the mechanics are of why this should matter. And at the three different levels, and it's really quick, I'll talk about that. Level one is physical, where you can actually, oh, this is how I actually look physically. Level two is personal, to be able to actually make a connection with yourself. And level three is you just go, what does this mean? Like where does this fit? How does this signify? And there's a lot of questions there. That's what I encourage people to do, is it's way more than just the physical. Once you start digging into it, it can be pretty profound.
No, profound.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah.
This
Wow.
is you can try this at home, okay? You get a thin mirror and you hold it up to another mirror, in your bathroom and try to angle it so you get 90 degrees. The thing is that there's a line that'll go right through both your eyes simultaneously. It's kind of weird. Both your eyes are right in the center. But if you kind of look past that line and can I see the light in my eyes? You can. That's how I first saw it myself, to be able to go, oh, there's a new person in there. So try that for yourself to see if you can get past this regular mirror kind of wall to see that, there's this other being there that actually matches who you are. And then, if you can, then you can, like, again, I worked with that person for about 10 years before I figured out how to get rid of the line. And then, of course, getting one of my true mirrors, you have this perfect image, and it's like your eye contact is clean and pure and bright, and that's what makes it happen.
So, guys, if you do want to go and buy his mirrors, you can go onto our website and see his details. And he does have a shop on his website to go and order your own mirror. So, please go and buy mirrors.
Oh, that's so great. I really appreciate your bringing me on and talking about this at this
Thanks,
third
John.
level. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so
Oh,
much,
it's been
John. This is a
magnificent. Thank you so
pleasure.
much. We've loved
Thank
chatting
you.
to you. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
much, eh? Bye.
My pleasure. Take care.
If you would like to see video on John's true mirrors and actions, please visit his Instagram page at truemirrorco. And if you're interested in purchasing a true mirror, we'd appreciate it if you could use the affiliate link John kindly gave us to help us support our show. That is store.truemirror.com/happynewnowshow. All these links and so much more will be in the show notes. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.